You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2019 Best Place to Work for Financial Advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Matthew Peck and Keith Ellis. Today, we're going to be talking about a few different areas that you may want to start thinking about as we head into the fourth quarter of 2019. So we're going to discuss some areas. But before we do that, one of the questions that we have quite a bit on this show, or just in general, when we're sitting down with folks, is folks who own multiple properties, and you know, how, what entity should they be owned personally, in an LLC, in a trust? So we're going to have Keith McManus from McManus Estate Planning, who's an attorney, and he's going to stop by the studio to discuss strategies for owning multiple properties. Then, as we discussed, we're going to begin talking about end of year planning and give you the top three things that we're thinking about and that we're advising our clients on. And then finally, during our weekly market report, we're going to have Matthew Peck, our CFP, in studio discussing the current state of bonds. We've heard a lot about interest rates and the bond volatility. We've been on a 30-year or more bull market where bonds have done really well considering the fixed income category. But now we have interest rate risk. We have a lot of things that we have to look at. And should we look at alternatives, or do we think they're going to be okay moving forward? All that and more, but we want to welcome Matthew Peck and Keith Ellis to the show. How are you doing, guys?
Doing great. It's funny you mentioned fourth quarter. It's like, well, no, wait, we're only in the first couple quarters of the football season. It's like, no. We are in the fourth quarter of the year, and that's kind of why we wanted to have this show, was let people know that, you know, clock is ticking. I mean, you know, Halloween, then Thanksgiving, and just boom, 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 and here we are January 1st. So
I know, don't rush it. I love this time of year.
Today's Columbus Day. One of these days is Columbus Day, and it's like, yeah, it's a beautiful fall weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it all kind of melts together from this point forward. You know, Halloween cascades into Thanksgiving, and then here we are, the holidays. So it's going to fly by, folks. So we're going to bring you some good analysis and some things that we want to discuss and hopefully take you through the end of the year.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're seeing a lot out there, just, you know, folks coming into our office. And I would say, like, many clients that come in, when they've, you know, we've seen recent volatility. You know, even though this year has been a strong year in the market, when you look at 1 year ago to this year, like year over year, October to October, I was looking, I think it was end of August, beginning of September, when you looked at from end of August of 2018 to end of August 2019, almost all the major indices were negative.
Yeah.
And people what do you mean? The market's way up this year. Yeah, but you're forgetting what happened in fourth quarter of 2018.
Well, it's amazing. I mean, we talk about it a lot with people, but it's technically what's called behavioral finance. But think of it in terms of, you know, how we think about and how us as human beings react to everything, whether it's money or whatever it may be. And, you know, we have short-term memory, especially if it's a bad memory. You know, if a bully stole your milk money, you're not going to really want to remember that. Same idea when the markets, you know, tank by 20%. Even though it was last year, like literally a year ago, people have a tendency to forget that. And especially if you're, you know, nearing retirement or already retired, you need to remember that. You need to remember what it feels like and what the impact it is on your portfolio.
Because some of those recoveries aren't as fast as we saw this
time.
Yeah, true. Right? You know what I mean? What if it's a prolonged downturn? That can really affect the amount of money you could potentially draw on your portfolio, your income, and things like that. That's why we talk so much on this show about taking control of your retirement and putting together a plan.
Yeah, we always use our clients know our risk number that we assign, and we're able to develop a risk number for how they're invested. And so if, you know, you're invested, you know, if you're invested at a one, like all your money in a bank, well, think of that driving in a car. If you're going 1 mile an hour, and you hit a tree, it's not going to hurt that much, but you're just not going to get anywhere in enough time, right? You're just going to lose out to getting to places on time, or, you know, like in the other world, you're losing out to inflation, you know, right? So you can't have, so risk score of a one with all your money might not work. On the other hand, if your risk score is a 99, you know, imagine going 150 miles an hour down the highway, you're going to get somewhere potentially very fast, or if one little thing goes wrong, that could be devastating to whoever's driving that car. Same thing with a portfolio. So a lot of times we assign a risk number to our clients because it's important to know, hey, based on their situation, their goals, their age, when they want to retire, maybe you shouldn't be a 65 risk score anymore. Maybe maybe a 65 on $1 million gives you the ability to make $200,000, but maybe you could lose $250,000 in a downturn.
Well, and even just to step back for a second, just, you know, so for all of our listeners out there and for you guys too, it's like everyone needs to ask themselves, especially when they're talking about financial planning, it's like, how do you make financial decisions? Like, how do you make what to invest in at a certain point in time? Do you have a process? You know, do you ask questions like Derek, you were talking about, like, okay, if I invest in this mix, here's my upside and here's my downside. Do you just sort of take orders, you know, where the advisor says, all right, Derek and Keith, here's what I would do. And then you just do it. And you're not really sure exactly why. You're just like, okay, well, he or she is the advisor. And I'm just doing it because they think it's a good idea. And it's like, no. You need to have sort of reasons behind it. You know, whether it's a plan, whether it's a tool that like that you're describing, Derek, that helps people understand what the consequences are of that decision. So I just pose that question, is that when people invest, whether it's 401ks and what you're actually invested in, or whether it's you're already retired and now don't know what to do with it, you need to have a process.
Most folks that we visit that come into our office, not everyone, but probably 90% of the time, they'll come in with a risk score of a 50 to 70, which is, for most folks we're sitting with, is too high. That's because I'll ask them, we're pretty conservative, you know, what does that mean? Well, we don't want to lose a lot in a downturn. We want to make a lot if the market's up. Well, sometimes you can't have your cake and eat it too. But the point is, hey, some people say most of our clients are okay giving up some of the upside. Let's say your risk score is a 30. Well, you're not going to make as much in a good year as the overall market, but your downside is going to be a lot more protected, which when you're getting close to or in retirement, it's not about hitting the home runs anymore. It's about avoiding the big strikeouts and the big downturns. And so I think that's important to know, because a lot of folks are just working their butts off. You're probably listening right now saying, yeah, that sounds like me. I go to work every day. I put money in this 401k or 403b. It just keeps growing. The market's had a bunch of years of solid growth, but I don't even know what it means. Or if we have another downturn in the market, am I going to lose half of that money? Or if you're listening, can you afford, if you're thinking right now, whatever you have invested, if you lost roughly half of that, how would that change your life? And maybe you're not invested like that, but a lot of you probably are.
Well, and it's also just as simple as, you know, rather than thinking in terms of percentages, put a dollar to it. You know, do the same thing, Derek, you just talked about. Be like, okay, 20%. Okay, that sounds like a lot, but hold on. What does it mean to actually, you know?
If you have $2 million, 20% is $400,000. Right. That's a lot of working years gone. So the main thing we do here at SHP Financial, everyone says, well, what makes you different? We hear all these shows and whatnot. We started this company in 2003. Most companies out there, when they sit down with you, they're selling you annuities and selling you portfolios. Nothing wrong with either one, but it has to be inside an overall plan. So here at SHP Financial, we're the only place I know that you can get an SHP Financial Retirement Roadmap. It's a process that we've developed that's trademarked, that's designed to build a holistic plan. I think Keith says it better than I do, but it's like, you know, having an engine, you have all these little compartments working together to make the machine go. And so if you just have a portfolio and that's your entire retirement plan, that's not enough. You need to know, where is your income coming from? That's world number one. World number two, you have to have a proper portfolio. World number three, are we looking at taxes and ways to reduce taxes? That's a huge thing that we have to look at as we move forward. Number four, healthcare. Another big expense that we're going to see, both for Medicare, long-term care, that we have to account for in a plan. And number five, legacy and estate planning. How the assets you're leaving can be passed on to future generations or charities in the most tax-efficient manner. That's a plan. Having a portfolio is great. That's an incomplete plan. Having a retirement roadmap that looks at all areas of retirement, that's what separates us here at SHP Financial. We've been doing it since 2003. We have a few appointments available in the next week or two if you want to come in and sit down with us and meet our team. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. So call right now. We'll get you a copy of our new book as well, the SHP Retirement Retirement Roadmap, 800-227-7777. Again, 800-227-7777, or go to shpfinancial.com. Up next, Keith McManus from McManus Estate Planning is going to stop by the office and studio to discuss strategies for owning multiple properties.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
When you're building a home, you need more than just four walls. You need a roof. You need a foundation. Without these things, your home would be incomplete. The same can be said for your retirement planning. Hi, this is Keith Ellis, co-founder of SHP Financial. If your financial advisor is only looking at your investment portfolio, it's like having a house with no roof. At SHP Financial, when we create our customized retirement roadmap plans for our clients, managing their investments is only one part of the process. We include income and expense planning, inflation protection, tax reduction strategies, and healthcare and estate planning. If your current advisor is not talking to you about these important issues, we invite you to come in for a complimentary, no-obligation retirement roadmap review. Get a second opinion. Your retirement well-being could depend on it. Call 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777, or request your appointment online at shpfinancial.com.
Fall is the best time to live in New England. Before we knew it, we swapped our flip-flops for sweaters, and soon it'll be parkas. Seasons change, and we need to be ready. At SHP Financial, we want to remind you that retirement is coming, and we're here to help you prepare. That's why at SHP Financial, we host complimentary educational dinner workshops to help you plan for the road ahead. While we may not be able to help you rake and bag those leaves in your backyard, we can help you create a custom comprehensive plan for your future. Join us on October 17th or 22nd at Mirbeau Inn and Spa in Plymouth, where we'll cover the five critical steps you can take to help achieve a more confident retirement. Call 800-227-7777 today, or go online to shpworkshops.com to register for our dinner workshop on October 17th or 22nd in Plymouth. That's shpworkshops.com, shpworkshops.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So I want to welcome attorney Keith McManus from McManus Estate Planning to the show. How are you doing, Keith?
I'm doing great, Derek. Thanks for having me today.
Well, we've been talking off air, and I think a lot of folks out there have that we meet with on a regular basis. Now, some people have own no property and they rent, and some folks own maybe a single home, and other folks own a single home, but they, over the years, they've accumulated other properties, whether it be second homes, whether it be commercial properties, or whatever other real estate that they've developed. And you know, real estate has become a part of a lot of clients that we work with's portfolio. And one of the things we've looked at over the years, obviously, when you're building an estate plan, which is really just carrying out your wishes for the next generation in the most tax-efficient, legally structured way, it's good to, if you have a trust, that's a great starting point for these properties. But I think one of the misconceptions is, let's say someone's listening and they have a property in Mass and a couple in New Hampshire and a rental in wherever. If they own those all in that trust, maybe that's a good start. But there's other ways to do to own those properties.
Absolutely, Derek. So first of all, let me give you some accolades, because I know at SHP you're not just looking at investable assets, and many financial advisors make this huge mistake, and they completely ignore their clients' real estate. They say, well, I can't manage the real estate for you, I'm just going to ignore it, and I'm going to focus on just their investments. Huge mistake. Real estate absolutely is includable as a person's part of their estate plan when calculating estate taxes and obligations and probate avoidance and all of those things.
Well, that's what we talk about all the time, Keith, is that you have to, when you're building a financial plan, how many times for the last 10, 15 years on this show, we've talked about the same topic of, if you have a financial advisor and it's all you're looking at is your money on paper, your stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and never take into consideration the tax impact, the estate planning impact, or like you said, properties, things like that. That's part of your net worth. That
Absolutely.
Has to be accounted for. And if you can, if I was a good advisor, even if I made you a few extra bucks in the market, right? And I'm a good advisor, which we think we can do. Mm-hmm. But let's say you're owning all your property wrong, and that's going to cause your next generation $500,000 in extra taxes. What good was I as an advisor when I cost you that much money, you know?
The family's going to be very upset when someone becomes incapacitated or they die, and they've been with that advisor for years, and the financial advisor just never pointed it out. So the point, one of the immediate points to take out, if you're hearing this, is number one, don't just look at investable assets. Look at real estate, wherever located, in Massachusetts, outside of Massachusetts, international property, and so forth. Number two, don't ignore the businesses. Many families own their own business, and that also can be a significant source of capital and income and can be passed along efficiently to family members and friends or whoever it's supposed to receive it, or it can be passed along very inefficiently with a lack of planning. So what we want to do is look at someone's entire portfolio of assets, real estate, businesses that may be owned by the family, as well as investable assets and other assets that the person may have.
Well, first of all, even if someone's listening and they just have, let's say they have just a single home, that's still a good spot that you want to start thinking about trust planning with.
Absolutely.
And there's a ton of benefits there. But now if you, and that's, but a lot of folks listening don't have even a basic estate plan, and a lot do. So the ones that, if you don't, even if you're, like I said, you know, we're talking about some folks that have multiple properties and you might be thinking, hey, that's not me. I have a single home and, and that's in a few bucks in the bank and a 401k. I'm pretty simple. Even that, even you obviously listening, it benefits you to have an estate plan because how are your wishes carried out if something happens to you?
Absolutely. That's how, the
where's
starting
the money
gun.
Where's the money going to go? What are the taxes? But then if you, from there, there's other additional planning we want to look at.
Right. When you purchase your first home, if the starting gun hasn't gone off already, it needs to go off at that point, or when you first have little children or something, a spouse or someone you love. But the second thing is, let's look at a more complicated situation that we see from time to time. So every week, every 2 weeks or so, we'll have a client that comes in with a very complex situation. And we love helping those people out. So for the listeners that do have a more complicated situation, that own multiple properties or maybe own a home, maybe some commercial properties, maybe some investment properties.
Sure.
I'm often asked the question, Keith, should I just move ownership of all this stuff into the same trust and, you know, just have everything in one trust? And I say, well, let's really look at the pros and cons of that. The only advantage of doing that might be simplicity and probate avoidance. So like you said, it's a good starting point.
It's better than nothing.
It's better than running around owning this stuff in your personal name and social security number.
Correct.
But there's no protection at all for practically anything. The next thing is, we have to look at other kinds of ways of owning property. And that's where it gets very specific to the person's circumstance. If it's a commercial property, you have to bear in mind that most trusts do not have any inherent lawsuit protection. So if you were going to be owning a property that you're doing business out of, commercial properties, retail properties, industrial properties, might not be a great idea to own that in the same trust that owns your portfolio and your assets and your house.
And what's the main reason for that?
Because of lawsuits. So if there was a lawsuit, number one source of lawsuits, by the way, is not the customers and clients. The number one source lawsuits for any business owner, by far, are your employees. That's where the lawsuits are going to come from. The second closest would be the customers and clients and patients for physicians and other kinds of people like that. But number one is the employees. Number two are the actual people that are coming and going as customers, clients, or patients. And then number three, it could be other kinds of liabilities that could come along. Whoever it is that's causing the lawsuit, you want to make sure you've got some rigid lawsuit protection. So you're going to want to consider various legal structures, things like LLCs, corporations, limited liability partnerships, and other kinds of intricate business entities. Far too many to talk about in a quick segment on the radio, but absolutely, if it is ringing a bell with you, you know, pay attention. Because number two is, you need to make sure that these entities, these businesses, are properly maintained year to year. Did you know, for example, that corporations have various corporate formalities that if they're not followed, the corporation might be fined for actually running a business or filing a tax return, but it might be worthless when it comes to the lawsuit? So simply having a corporation filed and paying your annual fee to the Secretary of State's office, that's not enough for corporate protection. You can pierce that corporate veil. You can punch right through that corporation like a paper tiger if that person has not maintained the corporation year to year properly. Things like annual meetings and incorporators meetings and issuing the stock and maintaining it and so forth.
Exactly. So basically, if you're listening and your head's spinning like some maybe, because it's a lot of great information, but I think the real story here is, and the real thing that we try to do for our clients is, whatever you're doing in your job, owning real estate, developing real estate, going to work as a nurse, firefighter, doctor, whatever it is you do, that's what you do. And even if you're retired, you have certain hobbies you like to do. The structure we try to create here for our clients with SHP Financial and McManus Estate Planning is to make sure that our clients have all this stuff that maybe they don't go to the council meetings that you go to and right. do all the studying you do.
Right.
They don't go to the financial planning, the SEMA, CFP courses like that SHP does.
They don't have to.
And that's the point, is a lot of this stuff, you can see how deep of a dive we take into financial planning and estate planning when we're building these plans for the clients that we've worked with for many, many years. We started in 2003. I think you were in the 90s, right?
96, yeah. It's 23 years in law practice.
I didn't want to throw and our producer, Jamie, here was probably even in, were you in, did you, maybe like sixth grade, fourth?
There you go.
1996?
Oh, I was eight.
8 years old. There you go. Okay, all right.
Man, now I feel old.
Okay.
But anyway, so at SHP Financial, we have a five-step process in accordance with McManus Estate Planning that we think everyone should have a plan for. A plan for where your income's going to come from. A plan for how your investments will be managed. A plan for how to reduce taxes. Protect you for health care. And finally, estate planning and how you own your property, entities, how assets are transferred to those you care most about. That's called the SHP Retirement Roadmap. We're here to help. All you have to do on your end is give us a call, get things started. All it takes is an appointment, an hour of your time, 800-227-7777. Again, that's 800-227-7777. You can always go to our website and book a consultation and get tons of information right at shpfinancial.com. If you want to get information on Attorney McManus and his company, it's plymouthestateplanning.com. Make sure you stay tuned for our next segment where we're talking year-end planning. I know we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, but it is fourth quarter. We're in 2019, and we're going to share the top three things that we're thinking about and that we're working on with our clients as we approach the end of 2019. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and trusts to help protect families and their inheritance.
I'm Attorney McManus. Knowing your options for estate planning is the first step to protect yourself and the important people in your life. Join us at one of our informative dinner events on Cape Cod and Plymouth, or contact my staff to arrange for a personal consultation.
So call McManus Estate Planning today, 508-778-8855, 778-8855, or visit CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855. Or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
Does your financial advisor only meet with you once a year to review your portfolio? If you're 5 to 10 years away from leaving the workforce, your retirement could be at risk. This is Derek Gregoire, co-founder of SHP Financial. Did you know that you or your loved ones could be exposed to a $300,000 tax bill or a $400,000 healthcare bill? What good is having a financial advisor if he or she is only looking at your investment portfolio and ignoring other potential problems? At SHP Financial, we do more than just manage our clients' investments. Our customized retirement roadmap plans include income and expense planning, inflation protection, tax reduction strategies, healthcare, and estate planning. If your current advisor is not talking to you about these important issues, we invite you to come in for a complimentary, no-obligation retirement roadmap review. Get a second opinion. Your retirement well-being could depend on it. Call 800-227-7777, that's 800-227-7777, or request your appointment online at shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
All right, so we're coming, like we said last segment, to the end of 2019. I know we still have a few more months left, but we're starting to plan for that. And any financial plan, your advisor, whether you're sitting down with him or her at the end of the year, or whether they're doing it behind the scenes, should be thinking of some year-end strategies and planning opportunities for you and your family. And so we wanted to go through some of the top, at least three things that we're considering as we approach the end of 2019. And I'd say the first one we're going to bring up, guys, is more of like something that I think folks may not think about throughout the year. You're kind of going through your life, you're paying your bills, you're spending money, you're making money. But one of the things we have to start reconsidering at the end of each year is looking at your budget, right, mm-hmm. Keith? Like, what are you spending? And I think it's important because especially if you're getting close to retirement, you might not be able to just not keep a budget. You know, you might have to actually set a budget at some point if you're making more of that now than you may be when you're retired. So number one is making sure you understand your budget.
Yeah, and everyone hates that word, right?
Right.
The B word, budget. But it is, but you're right. It's so important to take control. And I always like to tell my clients 2-3 years away from when they think they're going to step away from the job scene, to really start to put some numbers together as what it is they're going to need on a monthly basis or on an annual basis, because that's the one question we get asked the most. When can I retire? Mm-hmm. Can I retire? How much money will I have left, you know, to leave behind to my kids? And where you always have to start is with that, with the budget, you know. How much do we need on a monthly basis? How much income do we have coming in? And then how much are we going to need to pull off of our assets to supplement our income and then build from there? So we're always that's where we always start, is building that income plan, looking at it with inflation growth, making sure that if something happens to one spouse, how does that affect the other spouse? Because taxes are going to change, income's mm-hmm. going to change. We need to make sure that all these things, like Derek says, no stone left unturned, are all addressed. And that's just income planning. Never mind the other pieces that we're going to discuss here in this segment.
Well, and just to kind of piggyback on what Keith says, I mean, by far, as he was saying, it's the foundation of the income plan. It's like, that's the first question I always ask everybody that comes into our office. You know, after Giselle gets him a nice cup of coffee, you know, maybe a little Danish or whatever it is, mm-hmm. or Jen up in Woburn or Kelly down in Hyannis. I don't spend much time down there, but Kelly's still there, of course, is, okay, what is your budget? You know, how much do you spend? And some people come in nicely organized. You know, they have their spreadsheet, and so maybe this message will sound on deaf ears for them because they already have their spreadsheet ready to go. But how important is it? You know, because Keith was mentioning about how, you know, we not only do we want to build out a plan, but then we want to stress test that plan. We want to say, okay, here's where we go if you were to retire at 67 and 65. Now let's see if you retire early. How does that look long term? Or if the husband were to pass or the wife were to pass, what does that do to your Social Security, which in turn affects what your budget is? So it is by far the first place to start. And so whether you're already retired, it's extremely important. Or whether you're but for folks that are approaching retirement, you really need to get into that habit. And it's a great time to begin. January 1, that's the time to start, because now you've got a fresh sort of clean slate to begin the process of tracking how much you actually spent.
Yeah, and I think without having those numbers, we can't run the different scenarios. If someone wants to forecast, hey, how much will I leave behind to my children? How much, you know, will we have to cover the rest of our lives? We need to know how much you have totally, how much you have saved, what your base income is in retirement from Social Security, pension, rental income, and then what your budget is. So you might not have your budget right now. We can certainly help you create that. I'd say about 50% of folks that come in have a budget, an Excel worksheet, spreadsheet mm-hmm. galore, and then 50% have no idea, and we help them create that budget, or show them how to as they approach retirement. And then I would say number two, so number one is creating a budget. Number two is a big end of year tax plan. I'm giving it away, end of year planning, but it becomes around taxes. Mm-hmm. And taxes, Matt, are a huge area that we look at all the time, not just at the end of the year, but especially right now, we're starting to get some income tax bracket assumptions, and we're starting to be able to develop some strategies of what makes sense for one client and might not make sense for the other.
And so I kind of want to divide the conversation a little bit in regards to tax planning, because on one hand you have people that are still working.
Yep.
So for the people that are still working, when we do tax planning for them, it's like, okay, let me take a look at how much contributions have you made into your 401k or 403b? What's the match? Have we maxed out that match? Does your 401k have a Roth 401k component? Would that be better off to split some of your payments between traditional 401k and Roth 401k. To let everyone know the difference, anything that goes into a traditional 401k, they get a write-off on, but it gets taxed at 100% what your taxable income is in the future is. Anything that goes into a Roth 401k, you pay taxes now in 2019, but it's tax-free in the future.
Yes.
So we're always taking a look at, okay, where should my contributions go if I'm still working?
And maybe you're working also, and maybe your spouse hasn't done anything for his or her Roth or traditional IRA, that maybe they can contribute as well.
Absolutely. It's a great point, because there are spousal IRA contributions. Certain income limits apply, of course. But on the flip side, you have people that are already retired. You know, regardless of age, you need to consider things like Roth conversions.
Big time.
Or just pulling funds out of your IRA or all of your qualified assets. I mean, I think we all will agree that taxes are only going up.
I agree.
So
I think I see a lot of folks out there listening with their heads bobbing up and down right now.
Yeah, well, and Derek, as you were saying too, I mean, at this point of the year, we talk a lot about it. I mean, we talk about it all year, as you said, but this part of the year, we spend a lot of time on it, mainly because of the fact that, okay, now we know what you spent.
Correct.
We have a much better idea of what you spent for 2019. So if we take out an additional $25,000, $30,000, $50,000 from your IRA dollars, get it through the tax man's hands, get it through the IRS's hands, and now that money is now tax-free forever, especially if we do a Roth.
It makes so much. Let's say someone right now, let's say you're married and your income this year based on when you retired is $60,000. Mm-hmm. And let's say you can go up to $100,000 with a standard deduction without getting too complicated. Let's say you can get to $100,000 and still be in the 12% tax bracket.
Yeah.
Well, we want to fill that up. And you might be thinking, why are you making me pay taxes now? Well, I want my clients to pay 12% today on that money.
Yep.
And never pay taxes on that money again, as opposed to waiting and maybe paying 20, 30, who knows what percent down the road when taxes most likely go up and their income might go up when they hit minimum distribution age 70 and a half.
No, 100%. And I know we have to sort of share one last thing about what we would do year-end planning, but reminder, as you probably already know, there's an election in a year from now, give
yes,
or
sir.
Take, and that will have major consequences depending on who gets reelected or elected.
So we're talking about the top three things we want to consider as we approach the end of 2019 and planning. Number one was budget, making sure you know what your budget is. Number two, taxes. Look for what the tax strategy makes the most sense for you. And number three, I'm going to go with looking at your portfolio and understanding what type of risk that you have. Like I mentioned before, it's amazing. When we've seen a lot of volatility creep into our marketplace this year. You know, we've had a good year, but you know, remember the end of fourth quarter 2018, it was very volatile and the market got hit pretty hard. And so when I see a lot of our clients, It's when clients come and sit down with us, it's like, hey guys, I'm appreciative of the plan and having the proper volatility. Granted, I don't have as much upside as the overall market, but my downside's a little bit hedged. But when I see new folks, let's say someone refers me or someone comes in from this radio show that has never met us before, it's the opposite conversation. It's most of those folks are saying, hey Derek, I have this portfolio. I have a bunch of 401ks, IRAs, I've saved money. I think I might be taking on too much risk and I might not even know it. And so a lot of times we're trying to show people how to reduce the risk in their portfolio as we approach not only the end of the year, but maybe the end of your working years. So if you're close to retired or already retired, we have to look at your portfolio. We have to examine it for how much downside you have. If you have $1 million and you could lose $400,000, is that acceptable? If it is, that's more than most people would say that we sit down with, but a lot of people can't take those risks. We want to make sure we look at it and maybe provide alternatives, again, especially as we're getting to the end of 2019. And so these are just regular planning techniques that we use ongoing with our clients, and a lot of our clients know this. But let's say you're listening and you're not an SHP client and you want to get some, maybe a second opinion. You know, we've been doing this since 2003. Myself, Keith, and Matt, we don't take on as many clients as we used to. We've built a firm that we want to make sure we're the right fit for you, and you have to be the right fit for us. And so with that being said, we take for folks who are very serious, like maybe not kicking tires, but really serious about putting a plan together that looks at all these things we mentioned, income planning, budget planning. Where's my income going to come from in retirement? Will it last? How's my investments managed? Are they going to be okay when volatility strikes? Are we looking at all different tax planning opportunities, which is a huge window of opportunity? Healthcare planning and estate planning, all under one plan. When you call to book a no obligation review with our team, just take advantage of it, because when you do, we're going to also send you a copy of our book to get you prepared for this meeting called the SHP Retirement Roadmap. It's very easy to read and it'll get you prepared for the visit that we're gonna have together. So give us a call right now while we have offices available for you. Depending on where you live, we have offices in Woburn, Westboro, Plymouth, Hyannis, as well as Braintree. Call right now, 800-227-7777, to say you want to schedule your retirement roadmap review for the end of year planning. Again, 800-227-7777. You can also get a ton of information and book a visit right online at shpfinancial.com. After the break, we're going to continue this end of year planning during our market report, where CFP Matt Peck will join us. He's going to talk about the bond market and some of the things you may want to consider in this market as we approach 2020 and beyond. We'll be right back to discuss.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. Fall is the best time to live in New England. Before we knew it, we swapped our flip-flops for sweaters. And soon, it'll be parkas. Seasons change and we need to be ready. At SHP Financial, we want to remind you that retirement is coming. And we're here to help you prepare. That's why at SHP Financial, we host complimentary educational dinner workshops to help you plan for the road ahead. While we might not be able to help you rake and bag those leaves in your backyard, we can help you create a custom, comprehensive plan for your future. Join us on October 17th or 22nd at Mirabeau Inn and Spa in Plymouth, where we'll cover the 5 critical steps you can take to help achieve a more confident retirement. Call 800-227-7777 today or go online to shpworkshops.com to register for our dinner workshop on October 17th or 22nd in Plymouth. That's shpworkshops.com. shpworkshops.com. And now, it's time for your weekly financial update, the SHP Financial Weekly Market Report. All the things you need to know about the market, the economy, and your investments, starting now.
So we're going to get right into the weekly market report with CFP Matt Peck in about 2 minutes on the bond market. But before we do, I should have mentioned this last segment, because we were talking of year-end planning. And from a year-end planning standpoint, one of the checklists you might want to add is to come to one of our year-end planning events. So we talked last segment about the things you want to think about at the end of the year for year-end tax planning, year-end risk management and volatility control within your portfolio, how to create a budget. We're doing two nights, that we have coming up, one in Plymouth, Mass, and one in Sandwich, Mass. And so we'd love to invite you, if it works and it's a good fit, we'd love to invite you to one of our events. So we're going to be in Plymouth at Mirabeau Inn and Spa on October 17th and 22nd. So Thursday and Tuesday, Mirabeau Inn and Spa. It's a great location. It's going to be a year-end, end-of-year planning presentation, overall planning presentation, followed by a really nice dinner, October 17th or 22nd. You can choose one at Mirabeau Inn and Spa in Plymouth. And then at Amari Restaurant, we're going to be there in early November on a Tuesday, Thursday. So the 5th and the 7th. Again, you can only choose one. Amari Restaurant presentation followed by a great dinner. We'd love to get to know you. Those are two good events that we have, and the final few events that we have open to the public between now and year end. And so we have some other private events that are more client only, but these are the four events we have open to the public to get to know us and get to think about some year end planning as we approach 2020. If you want to sign up for any of them, go to shpworkshops.com. That's shpworkshops.com. All right, Matt, certified financial planner on the spot here.
Yeah,
we're talking about bonds, and Keith and I just went to an event last 2 weeks ago, actually, mm-hmm. on the bond market, the state of the bond market. As you know, with our portfolios, we're always analyzing ways to improve the portfolio, hedge against future events. And one of the events we see maybe is interest rates.
Absolutely. So I kind of wanted to just pause and let everyone know why interest rates are so low, what's been happening recently, and then also just the impact that has on all of our portfolios, the impact that it has on our retirement and everything else along the way. And so just to recently kind of bring people up to speed, you know, the Federal Reserve, they cut interest rates in July, and then they again cut interest rates in September, and then they expect to this month, you know, at least future markets are pricing in an additional rate cut. So Now, when people say, okay, they cut interest rates, what does that mean? Well, that means really kind of like short-term interest rates. You know, so that means things like on money market accounts and on CDs and credit cards and things along those lines. But there's also a lot of other forces at work that, you know, that does that affects all of these interest rates. You know, there's pensions out there, and then there's insurance companies that are buying long-term bonds, which are bringing down prices. Because if just as a quick reminder, there is negative interest rates in Europe right now. So if you're an Italian insurance company, and where am I going to actually get positive interest rates? You come here, more buyers, more demand, prices goes down. And then you also have demographics. You know, just a lot of, you know, a lot of retirees are buying up bonds as well. You know, they're entering retirement and they don't want to have too much in the stock market, so they're buying bonds as well. So we have like kind of these three, you know, sort of three-headed monster that is keeping interest rates really low, both the Federal Reserve, demographics of just people aging, you know, all the baby boomers that you're aware of, and then pension and insurance companies that have, you know, that carry these liabilities. And what's also crucial to remember is that inflation. As long as inflation stays low, then interest rates will stay low.
Yeah.
Now, it might not feel that way when it comes to, you know, buying a gallon of milk or what have you.
Just sending your kids to college.
That's a great point. You know, it's like, but inflation by measurements, you know, by things like the CPI and other sort of measurements is low, and they don't really anticipate it going higher. I mean, as much as the Fed has been able to try to juice the economy and even the tax cuts, inflation is still low. So what that means is that as long as inflation is low, the Federal Reserve isn't going to raise interest rates like crazy, which means that bonds and interest rates are going to be lower for a longer period of time.
Which includes CDs, savings accounts, money markets. That's what they call it, the saver's dilemma, because it used to be easy to get risk-free income from these instruments. And Keith and I were at the event. Remember the projection? I think it was 5 years out, the interest rate projection was like almost the same as where it is now.
Yeah, it was flat.
By a ton of analysts. It was like flat, Matt. So I know Matt was away for that trip, but we went to this summit and talked about all these issues, because we want to make sure our clients have alternatives to just all these things that are happening, and that we're ahead of the game.
Well, and that's exactly what it is. I mean, everyone needs to ask themselves, you know, whether it's us as advisors or whether it's, you know, someone listening, you know, either, you know, having a cup of coffee or driving around or whatever. It's like, what's your plan for lower interest rates?
Exactly.
What are the alternatives? I mean, there's a long list of, the good news is that there's alternatives.
Exactly.
You know, none of which, you know, are silver bullet for everybody, but you have the fixed index annuities. You have what are called alternative strategies.
Hedged,
you know,
equity strategies with options.
Oh, right. Hedged equity. Right, absolutely. I mean, all of these guys are there, but it's just making sure, number one, that your advisor is telling you about the impact of interest rates on bonds and the fact that they shouldn't really go much lower. Now, I should be careful because, you know, they might go lower. It is lower in Europe and Japan. But if anywhere, they're going to go higher, which means that chances are eventually they might go higher, maybe not in 5 years. And then at that point, you're kind of losing money. So what are your alternatives? And is your advisor walking you through the different ones so that you find the one that fits your portfolio best and fits your plan the best?
I think the problem, Matt, with the world of advisors, right, is you have two different types. There's some that just kind of sell insurance and annuities, and there's nothing wrong with that, some of those vehicles. But if that's all you do, it's kind of like you're sitting down with folks and they're just pitching you one thing.
Right.
And you have other advisors who just do the market and say, oh, 60-40 bond stock, let it ride through good and bad. Both sides have good qualities, but at SHP Financial, we don't say we don't believe in like discluding the annuities just because someone doesn't like the name.
Right.
There's some good ones out there that might work in certain situations. Just like a lot of our clients' money is in the market and we use different instruments there. It's about putting a plan together that's holistic, that's not biased, that's a fiduciary-based plan. And that's what we do for our clients since we opened our doors here, I can't believe this, in 2003, as we get older and older. But with that being said, two things. If you want to get our weekly market report, this week Matt was talking about bonds and interest rates. Every single week on a Tuesday morning, we send out an email that includes the weekly market report, different things going on with the market, as well as our past radio show, and just different things going on with our clients and our community here at SHP Financial. If you want to get on that list, go to shpfinancial.com. Go to newsletter sign up. You put your email there. We're not selling it. We're not, there's no commitment. It's just it's a free service to get additional information emailed to you each week at shpfinancial.com. Also, again, if you want to book a visit with us or come to one of our workshops, go see what makes us different. That's what I would suggest. There's a lot of options available to you. For those of you who are clients of SHP, thank you for the support. For those of you who want to check us out, go to shpfinancial.com and you can book a consultation right there or schedule up to come to one of our upcoming workshops in October 17th, 22nd in Plymouth and November 5th and 7th down the Cape in Sandwich. After the break, we're going to leave you with our top three takeaways from today's show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The word volatile is rarely used when describing something desirable. It's usually not associated with pleasant outcomes and doesn't sound very appealing unless you're on a roller coaster. When it comes to your retirement plan, volatile is the last word you want to hear when talking about your nest egg. This is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and founder of SHP Financial. Here, we like to focus on other words when it comes to retirement planning. Words like predictability, opportunity, and security. While we may live in volatile times, there are strategies that can help lessen or possibly even eliminate its impact on your portfolio. If you're concerned about your exposure to market volatility, call 1-800-227-7777 today to schedule your complimentary review. We'll perform a risk analysis of your current portfolio and then discuss the ways we can help you achieve your retirement goals without taking unnecessary risks. Schedule your complimentary review today by calling 800-227-7777 or go online to shpfinancial.com.
For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped the people of New England live more secure, comfortable lives by providing safer, more complete retirement plans. Call SHP today at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
Hopefully you got some good value out of today's show. If you missed any of it, we have our weekly podcast with all our with this show and our previous shows. So however you get your podcasts on Google Play or Apple or whatever those services are, just go there and search for SHP Financial. You can download our podcast there. With that being said, we always like to say, you know, in case you missed the entire show, and we want to leave you with what we think are the top three things you should take away from today's show. So Matt, I'll start with you.
I just want to go back to, I just want to go back to bonds and just the impact of interest rates. I mean, it's funny, I swear we were having this conversation in 2016 about how interest rates, you know, were so low after the Brexit vote, and then they came back up, and now they're right back down. And it's just the whole idea that people need to have a plan for that. People need to have alternatives, and they need someone, like Derek, you were mentioning on an earlier segment, that can work in a number of different, you know, areas, whether it's what the insurance industry offers, whether it's what Wall Street offers, whatever that may be. You need to have someone that represents you, that works in all of those areas, and that can present the best combination. You know, and I just think that, well, I'm biased, but I don't think people are getting that a lot. They're either getting one or the other, and I think you really need both.
Exactly. If you're concerned about interest rates or the state of the saver's dilemma, where there's not a lot of place for risk-free income, that's a great takeaway to make sure you're looking at alternatives and that your advisory team is looking for options for you in that space. Keith, what was your big takeaway?
Earlier we talked about end of year planning. It's hard to believe that we are approaching the end of 2019, almost here 2020. And just some of the things that you need to be looking at is, you know, if you're starting to prepare and look at the potential retirement that could be in front of you, you might want to start to formulate and look at a budget. Matt said earlier, a great time to start to look at that is January 1st, because now you're going to be able to take in a whole year or go back to this January 1st and try to see what you've spent on the year. Second thing is taxes, both contributions. Are you getting the full match from your employer? Should you do Roth? Should you do pre-tax? Those are some questions we're working with our clients now. And also end of year tax planning from a strategic standpoint, like converting money from a retirement account to a Roth, if it makes sense, and we can show you the tax ramifications of that. And finally, don't forget last year. You know, the last quarter of last year, we saw a huge market pullback, and it's easy to forget that. People have very short-term memories when it comes to that. And what we're talking about here is assessing the volatility volatility in your portfolio, making sure that you're comfortable with the amount of risk you're taking. And many folks that come in, visit with us, they have, you know, just these, just general concepts. Hey, I'm conservative. Well, what does that even mean? I'm moderate. What does that even mean? I'm aggressive. What does that even mean? What we do is drill down and show you what that could mean to you, just to make sure that your portfolio aligns with the way you think.
Yeah, good stuff, Keith. I think whether you're listening and you have 500,000 or a million or 5 million, or whether you have kind of a plan, no plan, or a full plan, you would benefit from coming in for a second opinion on your situation. We've talked about for years, Keith, you know, the folks listening, the folks that we've served since we opened our doors in 2003, they worked their entire life to get to retirement. And I just can't see someone chancing that and not, or even if some people have a plan, maybe they say, oh, I'm okay, I have enough income. What about taxes? What about pension? Should I take it as a lump sum or as an income stream? When do you take Social Security? What about healthcare? So yeah, you might be okay, but you still might have an incomplete plan if you're not thinking about all areas of retirement. So my takeaway is, you know, make sure you have something that's built like the SHP Retirement Roadmap, where it's not just one individual portfolio. Think of like all the cogs that make a machine work. That same thing with retirement. You have to have all the cogs working, an income plan, investment plan, tax plan, healthcare, legacy plan, in order to have the full machine of retirement to work to your advantage. So here at SHP Financial, since we opened our doors in 2003, you're saying, all right, yeah, I've heard this. What makes you different? We're not for everyone. I can tell you, clients have come in and we've said, you know, folks have come in from the show and, hey, we're probably not a good fit for what you're looking to do. Other folks have come in and they're a perfect fit. We don't know. But what I will say is I'd advise taking us up on the ability to get either a first or second opinion on your situation, because maybe a tax tip that would help you save on taxes, or a tip that can help you save on a market fall, collapse, you know, things like that could be the difference in a successful retirement compared to not having a successful retirement. So we welcome you to come in. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. When you come in, we're going to send you a copy of our book, The SHP Retirement Roadmap, that will get you prepared for this visit. Again, shpfinancial.com, or you can call 800-227-7777 now. Again, 800-227-7777. Or you can book a visit online at shpfinancial.com. Have a great weekend, everyone, and thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you again next week, right here on the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and only used for client meetings.